European shipments of almonds are strong 12% year over year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California TreeDot report. Richard Waycott is president and CEO of the Almond Board of California.
Yeah, so for a market that size, that's a very significant increase. That's Western Europe, so it's a lot of countries. And I think there, you know, again, price was a factor, but I think the proliferation of new products in Europe with almonds, obviously almond milk is becoming much more available, almond flour, and just a lot of new product innovation in confectionery and other areas that are doing that.
Waycott said the Almond Board also has a very aggressive marketing program in Germany,
which is really trying to reposition almonds as a healthy snack in that culture. And then we've got a lot of traction going in France and the UK in terms of also snacking on almonds being very attractive. So we've got a lot of good momentum there.
That's Richard Waycott, president and CEO of the Almond Board of California. In other news, many growers are wondering what to do with land, but not enough water to irrigate crops, such as Stuart Wolf, president and CEO of Wolf Farming on the west side of Fresno County.
I think today, my generation, I'm trying to figure out, what do I do with the lands that I can't irrigate? I'm going to have some lands that I know I can irrigate with, you know, my limited groundwater and what surface water I get, but I'm going to have a lot of ground that is open, fallowed, and I got to figure out what to do with that.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the TreeNut Report.